As promised, we start this hour by having a conversation with the driver of the number 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing 2017 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champ, two-time NASCAR Xfinity Series champion, 24 career cup wins. He won the playoff opener at Las Vegas last Sunday, automatically advancing him to the round of 12. He is the co-founder of the Martin Truex Jr. Foundation, and you can catch the second race in the round of 16 of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup playoffs this Saturday in primetime with the Federated Auto Parts 400 from Richmond Raceway, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Martin Truex Jr. is my guest. Martin, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. So let me start right here. You're coming off that win in the playoff opener in Vegas, and as you said, you took a gamble. You qualified 24th, and quote, for a while it wasn't looking too smart with the four out front. Got the right adjustments in the end. Had a great car all day long, end quote. So how significant were the adjustments, and how much did that change things?
Well, it was very significant, and, you know, I felt like without the right adjustments at the end, we probably would have run second. So overall, just a great day, an awesome way to kick off the playoff. You know, you always want to start the postseason there with some momentum, and winning that first one is huge. So proud of the team. Everybody did a great job, and, you know, the next 2 weeks for us, we're through the next round. So it's really all about trying to get as many bonus points as possible because, you know, they're crucial to try to get to Homestead. So hopefully the next 2 weeks we'll get some bonus points and then go into the round of 12 and keep that momentum going.
All right, so one more thought about the end of that race in addition to what you just said. From the outside, it seems like you had a really good final pit and everything was clicking. So how much pride is there in executing like that when it matters most?
Well, that's just it. It's key. I mean, you know, when the pressure's on, when the playoffs start, everybody feels it, right? I mean, the intensity ramps up. You know every single decision you make, every time you come down pit road, everything you do is critical. And, you know, for our guys on pit road to have an awesome pit stop that last time around, it was big for them, big for confidence, you know. And, you know, they know now that when the pressure's on, they can deliver. And that's a big deal because, you know, with the elimination style racing, you know, you have one bad pit stop towards the end of the race or something happens, it can take you out of a, you know, potential run at the championship. So huge deal all the way around for the whole team, you know, from the top to bottom. And it felt really good to go back to victory lane as well.
Martin Truex Jr. is my guest. So the win on Sunday was your fifth of the season. And I would say for pretty much anybody else in the sport, that'd be a great, great year. But it was your first win since June and your first on an oval since Charlotte. It's not a long time to go without a win. But when you have the expectations that you have and the team has, did it feel like a long time?
Yeah, it kind of did. You know, I felt like we'd been in position to maybe win a few since then. And just seems like for whatever reason, little things were going wrong. We were making little mistakes here and there. It's just, you know, races weren't playing out the way we needed them to. And I felt like we were, you know, we were just not getting much luck to roll our way. So, you know, going into the playoffs, I was a little worried about that. I was like, all right, you know, we've been right there, but how do we fix the little things? Can we do all the little things right? And so to, you know, for it all to come together, it felt great. And, you know, winning's always fun. You know, obviously we want to win every week, but it's difficult in this sport. And, 5 wins this year so far has been really good. And, you know, just again, just to kick off the playoffs with that shot in the arm is big for the whole team. And, it doesn't guarantee us anything going forward, but it gives us that confidence to know we're doing the right things. And, you know, for the last 6 or 7 races, it had been, well, we felt like we were doing the right things, but they weren't working out the way we needed them to. So, it's kind of funny how racing works. Sometimes things just don't go your way, and sometimes they do. And you know, we were able to capitalize, so it felt good.
Martin Truex Jr. is joining us. All right, so you start the playoffs off with that win, which means you've already clinched a spot in the next round. How much does getting that win impact the way you approach this week at Richmond? I mean, does it take some of the pressure off, or does it make you go even harder?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for us, you know, it somewhat takes the pressure off, but at the same time, there's so many points available, so many bonus points especially. And, you know, you don't want to change. We don't want to change who we are. We don't want to change how we approach things because in 2 weeks, things reset and we've got to be, you know, we've got to be able to get the job done at a high level again. So I think we don't really change anything. I feel like we go into Richmond to try to win. You know, anytime we can get those bonus points is going to be huge. So just go in there and do do the same things we've been doing the last few weeks, and hopefully things roll our way like they did in Vegas.
So is it different when you're running the playoffs? I mean, as an example, as a driver, does it feel different, or is racing just racing no matter where you do it and what's at stake?
I would say it's definitely different. I mean, I think that, you know, again, every decision you make, everything that goes on is critical to a run at the championship. And the situation we're in, we're right there at the top now, and we want to stay there. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to back off and say, oh, the next 2 weeks don't mean anything to us. They do. They're huge for momentum, bonus points on the line, and just to try to keep things going in the right direction. So we're pushing hard. I know the guys are excited about Richmond. We won there in the spring. And, you know, this is another big weekend for us. I just feel like, you know, when the playoffs start, everybody is so critical of themselves on every single little piece of this thing because it is so difficult to make it to Miami at the end of the season. And we want to stay pushing, keep it on top, and hopefully stay up front.
We're talking to Martin Truex Jr. for a few more moments. Now, it's been about 10 months since it was announced that you would be joining Joe Gibbs Racing. What have the last 10 months been like for you?
You know, it's really been good. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in the decision to go there just because of the relationship I had with them the past two seasons. You know, when I was out in Colorado, Furniture Row, we had the team alliance. So we shared a lot of information and, you know, I got to know a lot of the people there and kind of understood what they expected of me. And I knew really, I felt like I knew what to expect out of the team. And at the same time, you go to a new team and it's like, okay, I feel good about it, but you never know how it's going to go. So I've been, you know, super excited about our season we've had to go to a new team and have five wins and be, you know, sitting top of the playoff standings and after the first race is huge. So just excited about it. Coach Gibbs is amazing. He's an awesome team owner, and it's been a lot of fun to you know, spend some time with him, see how he does things. Such a great leader, and I've definitely learned a lot from him throughout the season.
You know, additionally, you and I have talked in the past about your journey and growing up the son of Martin Truex Sr. But if you were to take me back to the days at Wall Stadium in New Jersey, what was it like to watch racing there and then to get out on the track there yourself?
You know, I grew up going there as a kid, and I spent a lot of time in the stands and just always dreamed of, you know, being able to drive there someday. And I'll tell you, Jim, I was already in my 19, 20, 21 in that area and having success driving race cars and winning races and things. But I never, ever seen what my future was going to look like. I never thought I'd get to this level. So it's been a crazy, crazy ride, a lot of fun, and, you know, a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs throughout the years. But, man, it's all been worth it. It's been awesome. And, you know, just hope we can keep it going.
Hey, before you go, Martin, to that point, I mean, when you look at where you are right now, you're having one of the all-time great careers. How much of the sport, though, is about the grassroots racing moments like the ones we're talking about now?
Well, I think that's what it's all about, really. I mean, if you think about our sport, everybody comes from a short track somewhere, their local track. And, you know, without those short tracks and without those, you know, fans going and supporting their local tracks and kids like me growing up, you know, watching local heroes and saying, man, someday I want to race out there with those guys. Someday I want to get on that racetrack. So really without that, there's no way for us to ever get to the, you know, to the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series and things like that. So it was huge for me. I know that everybody in our sport came from somewhere like that, and it's definitely a critical part of racing.
Yeah, but Martin, not everybody came from working on the family's clam boats like you did. What was that job like?
It was hard. It was a tough job, but it taught me a lot, and, you know, a lot about work ethic and the things you can do if you're willing to work for it. So, you know, I was definitely lucky to be able to have that in the family and you know, have something to do to go make enough money to go racing. And, you know, it's something I would never change. It taught me a ton. It most of all, it taught me that, you know, if I'm willing to work hard, I can do anything I want. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. So they're still going. The family business is still going. And, you know, a lot of the family still works there. But, you know, for me, I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. And I was able to work my way up from there.
Love it. The driver of the number 19 car for Joe Gibbs Racing. He won the playoff opener in Las Vegas last Sunday. And again, you can catch the second race in the round of 16 of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup playoffs. It's Saturday primetime with the Federated Auto Parts 400 from Richmond Raceway, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, NBCSN. Martin Truex Jr., my guest. Martin, thanks so much. Great to have you back.
Always great to be on the show, Jim. Thank you.
That was fun. Thank you. The playoffs are underway, and he wins the first round. 24 career cup wins.